Governor Gretchen Whitmer delivered the Democratic response to President Donald Trump's State of the Union address last night.
Bullying people on Twitter doesn't fix bridges. It burns them. Our energy should be used to solve problems.
For some analysis of the speech, I'm joined by Zoe Clark, Michigan Radio's program director and our resident political junkie. Hi, Zoe.
Good morning, Doug.
As it was in her State of the State address last month, Whitmer talked about the need for improvements to American infrastructure. Let's take a listen to some more of what she had to say.
We, the Democrats, are doing something about it. In Illinois, Governor J.B. Pritzker passed a multi-billion dollar plan to rebuild their roads and bridges. Governor Phil Murphy is replacing lead pipes in New Jersey. All across the country, Democratic leaders are rebuilding bridges, fixing roads, expanding broadband, and cleaning up drinking water.
So what do you hear there, Zoe?
Well, look, this almost 11-minute speech, it talked about kitchen table issues, right? Whether it's transportation and infrastructure, whether it was healthcare and education that she talked about. And, you know, she's taking a model from how Democrats won here in Michigan in 2018, which was talking about issues, talking about policy rather than necessarily just talking about the president.
The speech is, of course, a response to President Trump's address. How did you think Whitmer's speech matched up to his?
Well, it was shorter. Of course, the president delivered a more than 80-minute speech. Look, this was a policy speech, right? She is not a bomb thrower. I mean, as we heard earlier in the clips, yeah, she took a shot or two at Trump, at Republicans. But she spoke directly, it felt like, to the American people, to voters, where at times it felt like Trump was talking to his Republican audience, his base, sort of at a campaign rally. You know, it's also interesting to note that Trump spent a lot of time talking about how bad our schools are in his mind. And she, of course, delivered her speech from a school, East Lansing mm-hmm. High School, where actually both her daughters attend. And she also made it personal. You know, she mentioned that she had to deal with insurance companies when her mother was had cancer. So, you know, she has a story to tell personally, whereas, of course, the president is the president of the United States and is talking about the country.
For our listeners who heard the governor's State of the State speech last month, there were some similar themes, including a reference to Monty, a boy who started filling potholes himself. Did you hear anything new or surprising for Michiganders last night?
Yeah, I'm not sure. You know, the word is, it's like folks that like and support her thought she did a fabulous job. Those who don't like her, I mean, statements have already come out, you know, from the Republican Party likening her to a socialist. You know, it'll be interesting to see how she plays nationally across the country as her name becomes more familiar.
Well, and this was a big national spotlight on the governor last night. Are there any indications that Whitmer is thinking about her future beyond her current office here in Michigan?
She, of course, is asked about that a lot. In fact, she met with the Capitol Press Corps yesterday. She was asked this sort of specific question. She said she hasn't thought about what this will mean for her nationally. There were quite a few questions about the VP possibility, and she said she thought her dear friend Stacey Abrams, who ran for governor in 2018 in Georgia, would be a good choice. So a little bit of a pivot there, let's say.
Okay, that's Michigan Radio, Zoe Clark. Zoe, thanks a lot.
Hey, thanks, Doug.
And coming up next hour, Governor Whitmer will join Morning Edition to talk a bit more about her speech. You can hear that conversation at 8:35. You're listening to Michigan Radio.